Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Terry Lynn Underwood. To learn more about Terry Lynn, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Ecclesiastes 5:2. Be not rash with your mouth, nor let your heart be hasty to utter a word before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Because I'm the mom. I promised myself I wouldn't say that when I became a mother. Nor would I offer, "because I said so," as if it were a valid reason for my child to do anything. But in 24 years of parenting, both those phrases, along with another one, "my child will never," have slipped from my lips. Why do we pontificate and act as if we know so much when we really don't? It's not just in parenting. We do the same thing in many areas of life. We think we have solutions to situations others face. We presume we know answers to questions we've never actually been forced to ask. The teacher tucks a profound truth into the middle of verse 2 in Ecclesiastes 5, "For God is in heaven, and you are on earth." In other words, child, you really don't know what you think you know. You can't see the whole view. You don't have the complete picture. How easily and often we forget that we operate from limited knowledge and limited experience. But the wise writer offers us these words, not as condemnation, but as hope. God sees and knows what we can't and don't. Recognition of this important truth about God should give us confidence in three ways. First, in our worship. Because we trust His omniscience, we offer our praise and adoration regardless of our circumstances. We bow before Him even in the storms because we know He is the one who says to the winds and waves, "Be still." And even when the storms are not silent, He whispers to our heart, "Peace." Second, in our words, knowing He is sovereign over all things enables us to speak with boldness about His character and His plan. We may not understand why things happen or how they will be resolved, but we trust Him and the authority He has in all things, and we are therefore able to say, "He has overcome the world." Third, in our prayers. As we pray, we can be sure our prayers are heard by the one who knows us by name and who deeply and desperately cares for each of us. We can boldly approach the throne of grace, knowing we will receive mercy and grace. It can be difficult in the midst of all the rush and routine of everyday life to lean into the assurance that God knows and we do not. But what a gift to ourselves and to our children when we intentionally and consistently stop and remind ourselves of this truth. Worship, words, and prayers. Three different ways we can walk confidently in the Lord. And three important areas to teach our children the same. How can you prioritize living out your faith in God's authority and sovereignty this week? And how can you invite your children into understanding this important truth? Let's pray. Lord, it's so easy for me to forget how little control I have and how limited my knowledge is. I get busy working out details and arranging schedules, and somehow I can begin to think I'm actually in charge. Forgive me for all the little ways I try to sit on your throne. Would you gently remind me of who you are and who I am? And as you move in me and in my family, Father, I'll be careful to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hello, hello. Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore his will for your life and desire to draw closer to him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.